Call Back the Past.
In 1934, the world was starting the slow haul out of the trough of depression. Stern measures were called for and employed, particularly in America, where Franklin Roosevelt collected praise and a fair amount of criticism for his New Deal policies. In this 1934 speech, he justifies his actions, taking an incidental sideswipe at his critics in the press and legal profession.
I believe that nearly all Americans are sensible and calm people. We do not get greatly excited, nor is our peace of mind disturbed, whether we be businessmen or workers or farmers, by awesome pronouncements concerning the unconstitutionality of some of our measures of recovery and relief and reform. We are not frightened by reactionary lawyers or by political editors. All of these cries have been heard before.
During the year, Roosevelt also masterminded an anti-war agreement with some 18 Latin American countries and started action against the disturbing rise of gangsterism spawned by the Prohibition years. And in England, at a Royal Command performance, America's red-hot mama, Sophie Tucker, delivered her song in her own full-throated style.
Some of these days, you'll miss me, honey. Some of these days, you're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You're gonna miss my kissing. You're gonna miss me, honey, when I'm far away. Said I feel so lonely. Oh, you lonely? 'Cause you know, honey, you've had your way. When you leave me, you know it's gonna grieve me. Gonna miss your big fat mama, your mom, some of these days.
On the wireless, amidst the growing number of soap opera serials, Andre Costellanet started his radio career, and Red Skelton defined the longest word in the English language as a word from our sponsor. There was also Fanny Bryce in the character she created, Baby Snooks.
This note? That's A.
A what?
A nothing. A is just its name. Now what comes after A?
B.
And what comes after E?
F.
Good. What comes after G?
Quiz.
No.
How was you only fooling, Daddy?
All right. What comes after G?
H.
No. After G, you start all over again with A. Now. A. What note is this?
H.
No. Didn't you hear me singing it?
Well,
it's A.
Well, it sounded like H.
At the theater, two great names. One, Cole Porter with his musical Anything Goes, starring Ethel Merman.
You're the top.
You're just saying that.
You're the Swanee River.
Whoa, whoa.
You're the top. You're a V8 sliver. You're the buds that grow when the winter snow drifts on.
Hey,
you're the walls of China. You're Carolina.
Yeah,
you're Santa Claus.
Make more.
You're a knight. In the streets of Cairo, you're a flight in an auto gyro. I'm the lazy hound that hangs around the shop. But a baby on the bottom, you're the top. You're a Bengal lancer.
Roy, you're the top. You're the burlesque dancer.
Here, stick this on and get it on real tight. You're a Gershwin ditty.
You think I'm pretty?
Baby, you're dynamite.
Oh, thanks so much, really.
In that beard.
Some stylish beard.
You look Romanian.
But I'm a beard.
Come on, come on.
I'm a Pomeranian.
Ouch, it's full of fleas.
I'm afraid to sneeze or cough. Here comes the person.
What could be worse than that? Gets us off.
And in England, Noel Coward, heard here with Yvonne Printemps in Conversation Piece.
When he proposes, you will accept him.
When may I love somebody, please?
Not until you are safely married, and then only with the greatest discretion.
I see.
What is the matter?
It doesn't feel like my birthday anymore.
1934 saw South Africa pay the balance of its war debt to Great Britain, some £8 million. The opening of Port Elizabeth's harbour and the discovery of the 726-carat Yonker diamond. In England, Stanley Baldwin took over from an ailing Ramsay MacDonald, while Winston Churchill cast a worried glance at the growing strength of the German Air Force.
At present we lie within a few minutes striking distance of the French, Dutch and Belgian coasts, and within a few hours of the great aerodromes of Central Europe. We are even within cannon shot of the continent. So close as that. Is it prudent? Is it possible? However we might desire it, to turn our backs upon Europe and ignore whatever may happen there. I hope, I pray, and on the whole, grasping the larger hope, I believe that no war will fall upon us.
Robert Graves's I, Claudius, Scott Fitzgerald's Tender as the Night, and William Saroyan's The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze did well in the bookshops, while a young South African singer by the name of Al Bowley was making an international name for himself. Einstein's pure vitamin C, Joliot Curie's discovery of induced radioactivity, and the isolation of mumps proved major medical achievements in 1934, which also seemed to be a year of assassinations in many parts of the world. Victims were Yugoslavia's King Alexander, the Bolshevik leader Kirov, Austrian leader Dollfuss, and, accidentally, on a mountain climb, the death of Belgium's King Albert. Italian and Ethiopian forces clashed on the Somaliland frontier, and the voice of Italy's Il Duce, Benito Mussolini, was being heard more frequently. From Germany came the news of the death of President von Hindenburg. The political implications were discussed by Joseph Goebbels.
Während der andere auf dem Höhepunkt einer fantastischen und schier märchenhaft anmutenden politischen Erfolgsbahn nun im Begriff stand, die ganze Macht und die ganze Verantwortung in seine zwei Jungen.
Hindenburg's death left the way free for Hitler, now der Führer, to take complete control of Germany after the night of the long knives at Munich, where the party was purged by assassination of possible rivals like Ernst Röhm and Kurt von Schleicher. On Party Day, November 10th, 1934, Hitler concluded the week-long mass gathering of Germany's National Socialists with his rousing oratory.
In dieser Stunde verlassen schon wieder Zehntausende von Parteigenossen die Stadt, während aber die einen noch von der Erinnerung zehren, werden andere schon wieder beginnen zu rüsten zum nächsten Appell. Und wieder werden die Menschen kommen und gehen und stets aufs Neue ergriffen, beglückt und begeistert sein. Denn die Idee und die Bewegung sind Lebensausdruck unseres Volkes und damit ein Symbol des Ewigen. Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung. Es lebe Deutschland.
Joining Hitler on the podium, Deputy Leader Rudolf Hess further rouses the hysteria by calling the huge crowd to reaffirm its belief that Hitler is the party.
Die Partei ist Hitler! Hitler aber ist Deutschland, wie Deutschland Hitler ist! Hitler siegt! Siegt!
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.